Preparations. We discussed the proposal thing, then we talked about the ceremony and things that need to be taken care of or things that need to be avoided in the marriage ceremony. We talked about those 9 points related to a ceremony. So now we move forward to the next step of this series of lectures, and the next stage is about the woman, seeing the woman, if they have a makeup, they are only woman watching the woman. And if you have a beauty salon or something, a shop, a beauty salon where brides come for makeup, the ruling says that it's okay as long as you don't know that this lady has an intention of showing off to non-marital people. If you don't know, it's okay. But if you get to know that someone has an intention of showing it off to the non-marital people, then you cannot be part of the law in that case. If you don't know, that's fine. Begin first, he has religion and he has morals. So let's go to the hadith. First hadith we have, I have written here, this one is from Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, where he said that This is from Basahil al-Shia. Volume 19, page 51. Basically, this hadith is very clear. إذا جاءكم من ترضون خلقه, someone approaches you, someone comes to you, whom you are pleased with his akhlaq, with his morals, وَدِينَهُ, and his relatives, meaning his dindar, his mutadayyin, his muntazim, his religious person, his religion is secured, his akhlaq and morals are secured, for the wujubu, they marry him. Basically, the most important, the summary of the entire list of attributes and sifat that we need to look for in a husband is, the summary is these two points, akhlaq and his religion. The person has to be indar and the yin, religious person, and having good morals. That's why I summarize those things in those two words. Also, in another hadith, we find the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam saying that "Man khataba ilaykum فرضيتم دينه فرضيتم دينه وأمانته كائنا ما كان whomsoever he may be. تزوجوه Look at this piece where the Holy Prophet, and this is narrated in Makarim al-Akhlaq, page 204. مَنْ خَطَبَ إِلَيْكُمْ Whosoever proposes Uba, means somebody proposes for a proposal towards you. Whoever proposes to towards you, puts his proposal towards you, paravito dinahu, and you are pleased about his religion, wa amanatahu, and you are pleased about his amanat. He is amin person, amanatdar, someone who takes care of the entrusted amanat and trusts of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He is amin. Ta'ilan man kan, whosoever he may be, because you will marry him. A person can be of our family, he can be from outside our family, he can be a Sayyid, Hashimi Sayyid, he can maybe be a Hashimi Sayyid, doesn't matter, he may have this color of the skin or that color of the skin, that really does not matter, whomsoever he may be. The most important thing is religion and amanat. So that's where we talked about the amanat. But everything can be summarized in these two things, because amanat is also part of the tadayyun, deendari, part of the whole concept. But if you want to single out the things which are mentioned in the hadith, that's why I have mentioned those points separately. And likewise, we have the hadith from Sahabat Abu Sa'id Salam. He has said that who is Sakhi, he has Sakhawat, he is a generous person, having generosity. Someone who is in the sins, someone who is engaged with the sins, in other words, he is involved with in sins. Ahabbu ila Allah is more beloved to Allah as compared to min shaykhin, from an elderly person, Abidin, who performs ibadat, but he is faqih. Abidin faqih. He has bukhl. So even if an elderly, old age person is doing ibadat of Allah, but he has bukhl, he is a miser, that means he misses the sifat of saha, the power. He is not generous, he is a miser. Even if he is an elderly person and he performs ibadat of Allah, but he has bukhl, he is a miser, a young boy who has sahawat and he has sins is more beloved to Allah than this elderly person who is doing ibadat but he has hope. So you can understand very obviously that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves the sifat of sahawat and generosity. So likewise, this is one of the good signs of a man, of a husband, that he is generous, he is not faqir. When it comes to spending over the family, if Allah gives to you, you are ready to give to your family. You don't have book. Take care of all the needs. Likewise, it is narrated in Al-Fallahu, this is the riwayat, Al-Fallahu ila Musa. Allah sent his wahi to Prophet Musa alayhi salam, أَنْ لَا تَقْتُلَ السَّامِرِيَّ فَإِنَّهُ سَخِيٌّ Allah sent his wahi to Prophet Musa that don't kill Samiri because he's sahi. So remember the whole story when Prophet Musa went to the Mount of Tur and Hazrat Harun was left. He left his brother Hazrat Harun alayhi salam in his nation. And when he came back, Samiri was the person who deceived the people, the Bani Israel, the children of Israel were deceived by Samiri. And the people started worshipping the calf, the baby of a cow. People started worshipping the calf. And Samiri was the cause why people start worshipping the calf. There's a shirk. Samiri actually dragged the people into shirk. And basically, people were punished by Prophet Musa, punished to death. But when the turn for Samiri came, Allah sent the wahi to Prophet Musa, and don't kill him. Samiri is the person who is responsible for the whole nation to become mushrik. But Allah is saying to Prophet Musa, don't kill him. Why? Because he is sahi. You can understand how much this sifat is loved by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that Allah is leaving a mushrik person responsible for the shirk of the whole nation. Allah is saying, don't kill him because of his sahawat. This is narrated in Masail al-Shia. Volume 15. And page 253. If you find a husband, if you find a man who is bakhil, don't marry your daughter to that person. This is a condemned attribute in Islam. It's good for a man to have sahawat and not to become a miser, spending over his family and over others who deserve it. Also, it's narrated from the mouth of Rubab alayhi salam. That Rubab said that Sahib al-Ikhmah someone who has the ni'mat, that is the ni'mat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, yajibu alayhi al-tawfi'a al-a'iyalihi. Someone who has a ni'mat, that means whosoever has ni'mat from Allah, is wajib on him to have tawsah. Tawsah means expanding, giving away, mus'at, giving it to others, giving it to your family. Ayal, ayal means family. So if you have ni'mat, if Allah has given you ni'mat, it's wajib on you to give it to your family. So there is no room for bukhl in Islam. This is some role of muttaqeen. Role of muttaqeen, volume 5 and page 380. Adam of Allah Azza wa Jal. That means the same sifat of Allah are adopted by a mu'min. Sifat and akhlaq of Allah and adab of Allah are adopted by a mu'min. Iza wussi'a alayhi تسعة. This is in Kafi. Volume 4. Page 12. Hadith 12. Remember the hadith from Rasulullah where the Prophet had said, Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, تَخَلَّقُوا بِأَخْلَاقِ اللَّهِ. That means adopt the akhlaq, morals of Allah. All the sifat of Allah we should adopt. We should adopt those sifat of Allah in our spirituality. Allah is Rahim, we need to be Rahim. Allah is Saqeem, we need to be Saqeem. Allah is Kareem, we need to be Kareem. All the sifat of Allah should be adopted by a mu'min. Here we find the Prophet is saying, "Innal mu'min ya'khudhu bi adab Allah." Mu'min takes the adab and etiquette from Allah Azza wa Jal. Idha wussi'a alayhi, when he is given expansion, ittasa'a, he expands. When Allah gives you more ni'mat, you also give away to others. If you don't have it, fine, you don't have it. If you don't have it, basically, how can you give? I mean, because you don't have it. Of course, you will give less. A sakhi person keeps on giving. I mean, if you have less labor, you give less, because that's the only amount you have. You don't have more, but you keep on giving. If you have more, you give more. So when is a wus'a alayhi, when Allah provides wus'at to you, Allah gives more to you, istasa, you expand. And you also give it to others, in other words. So basically, mu'min has this beautiful sifat of sahawat. Whenever you have more ni'mat, you don't become a miser and you keep your family members, you know, suffer in problem. You, if you have more, you give it more. And also we have some negative sifat which are also told that we should be aware, we should be warned about those negative sifat in a man. First of all, this we are supposed to look for. And there are certain sifat that we need to avoid. Must avoid in a man. First of all, fasiq. Second of all, sharibul khamr. Third of all, shaqqaq. We already talked about the fukul. We already discussed that. So, fasid is the person which is opposite of adil. If a person does not have an adil, he is called fasid. The minimum level of adil is that a person performs all the wajibs, and abstains from all the haram. This is the minimum level of adal. That a person performs all the wajibs, and stains from all the haram. So, anyone who performs the harams and does not do tawbah, if you do a bigger sin, basically, bigger sin is very clear. It's not forgiven by Allah unless if you die away with tawbah. And then if you do a small sin and you do it twice, then every small sin gets converted into a bigger sin if you do it two times. Like shaving the beard is a small sin. If you shave your beard two times, this is not Savira, this is now a Kabira. Wallahi Kabira, bigger sin, because you repeat small sin two times, it becomes Kabira. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgives the smaller sins if you die away after doing tawbah from the bigger sins. But if somebody does not do tawbah from the bigger sins, he will be punished in the grave. Unless if Allah forgives someone, but according to the laws of justice, he deserves to be punished. Unless Allah provides his book.
So,
fasiq is a person who does not have the adalat in his qalb, in his soul. He is not a just person. And so the fasiq will be a person who does not perform or leaves one of the wajibat which he was supposed to perform, or performs any of the harams and doesn't do tawbah. That kind of person, after leaving a wajib or doing a haram, who does not do tawbah and just lets it go, this kind of person cannot be called an adil person. Anyone who performs a haram doesn't do tawbah. Anyone who leaves a wajib doesn't do tawbah. This person will not be called an adil. And of course, this is, you know, so that if you lose the malaka, the inner charisma of adalat in your qalb, in your soul, you leave the malakatun nafsaniya in your qalb, malaka of adalat from your qalb is gone, the inner charisma in your soul related to justice attribute is gone, then you will be fasiq. So this is about the concept of fisq. Of course, adalat and justice in Islam has several levels, and but this is basically what is related to our discussion. Then sharibul khamar, somebody who drinks khamar, alcohol. So alcohol in Islam is haram. So sharibul khamar is a fasiq person. If he doesn't do the tawbah, he will be a fasiq. He will not be an adil person. But specifically, this sin has been singled out in the hadith, in several ahadith, and mentioned. I will come to some of those ahadith. Like shakkak, we call in Islam, shakkak we call to a person who keeps on doubting, have doubts about the concepts of Islam. Someone who keeps on having doubts about the Islamic concepts is called shakkak. He performs a lot of shakk. Sigatul mubalagha, shakkak. There are people who keeps on doubting over Islamic beliefs, Islamic concepts which are taught by the Holy Prophet and the Quran. Anyone who has this behavior towards the teachings of the Prophet, the beliefs of Islam, the concepts which the Prophet has taught, the Quran has taught, this kind of person will be categorized as shakkak in the religion, doing a lot of doubts towards religion. He has to be avoided. When you are marrying your daughter, this type of person has to be avoided as well. Don't give your daughter to him. Al-fahish, somebody who has a bad mouth. Fahish means who has a bad mouth. But zaban. And mutafahish, somebody who has used an abusive language. Anyone who uses abusive language It's called the Fahish. This type of people are need to be, you know, Allah hates, basically. We come to that hadith. And what will we all be discussed when we are talking about Sahabat? Okay, now let's go to some of these hadiths. And I'm going to, okay, let me break that side. Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam said, من زوج كريمته فقد قطع رحمه. Some people in the narration have mentioned in the bracket Rahimaha, but the way it's narrated is Rahimahu, so I'll write it the way it is narrated. Makarim al-Akhlaq, that's from the book. Makarim al-Akhlaq, page 204. Whosoever marries his daughter, Karima means daughter, whosoever marries his daughter to a fasiq person, he has cut off his relationship from her. Basically, what you are trying to do, you are breaking off your relationship from your daughter. This will be the end result of the marriage. The Prophet is talking about the end result in the beginning. This is going to happen tomorrow. So basically, if you are marrying your daughter to a fasiq person, you are yourself breaking away and cutting off your relationship with your daughter. That's what a fasiq person is likely to do. And then we have another hadith from Rasulullah. What's the time? Is it 10 or 4? Huh?
Yeah.
Okay. Then inshallah we continue with that in the next class. Also, Allahumma ala sayyidina wa sallam.